Armed conflicts, natural disaster, poverty, and other forms of crisis are keeping millions of children and youths out of school. A report by the Global Coalition to Protect Education from Attack, an interagency coalition formed in 2010 to address targeted attacks on education during armed conflict, indicates that there were at least 6,000 attacks on students, educators, schools, and universities, as well as cases of using educational facilities for military purposes. In 2022 and 2023, the highest numbers of attacks on education were reported in Palestine, Ukraine, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Myanmar. In each of these countries, hundreds of schools were threatened, looted, burned, and targeted with improvised explosive devices, with others being hit by bombing and airstrikes. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says countries should endorse and implement the Safe Schools Declaration and support the Global Coalition to Protect Education from Attack.
Education represents a pathway to a better future for every person and a more peaceful world. We can and must protect education from attack.
The number of teachers, professors, and education staff killed or injured increased by over 10% compared to the two previous years. Attacks on education increased in Ukraine, Sudan, Palestine, Syria, and Nigeria. A UN report indicates that government forces were the main perpetrator of killing and maiming of children, attacks on schools and hospitals, and the denial of humanitarian access. James Jogu is the Acting Secretary General for the National Commission for UNESCO in Kenya.
UNESCO works closely with governments, non-governmental organizations, and local community to protect education from attack and ensure the safety and security of educational environment in conflict and the crisis-affected regions. And UNESCO, being a standard setter, it supports the implementations of Safe School Declaration, an intergovernmental commitment to protect education during armed conflict. This includes developing guidelines for military to avoid using schools for military purposes.
This International Day to Protect Education from Attack, a day dedicated to acknowledging and addressing the global need to safeguard education in conflict zones and against other barriers, comes 3 days after a school in Kenya lost 21 children to a fire that burned down a dormitory. Education authorities say the school did not follow safety guidelines established by the Ministry of Education. Jogu says African countries are working with non-governmental organizations to ensure school safety. He says UNESCO promotes psychosocial and capacity building for students traumatized by conflict.
So UNESCO, in collaboration with the African Union and member states, have developed this continental education strategy for Africa, which includes specific guidelines for protecting education during conflicts and emergencies. Then we have capacity building across Africa with the support of UNESCO and other partners. However, of course, continuous efforts are needed to ensure sustained protection and access to education for all children in these regions.
More than 72 million children worldwide are out of school due to conflict, with 53% of them being girls. The UN says the ongoing attacks on education disrupt learning and have severe short- and long-term consequences for individuals and societies. For VOA Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in San Francisco.